loading up for a show in Jacksonville. And it's gonna be 3 shows actually. It's a lot of gear. It's moving across country. And it's gotta be packed and it's gotta get there in time. So trying to get it all done.
Sir.
But we're taking 2 trucks on this one. Less contact with people. 1 to the arena, 1 to the hotel.
Typically, we only have 1 truck which fits everything in from edit gear, octagon, hotel equipment, but because we have to have multiple setups, we're bringing more equipment.
So for a normal event, we have combined spaces for Red and Blue Corner to use each. Things like that, that we're generally, these guys will be mingling and interacting throughout the week. For this one, everyone has their own individual workout space. So right there alone, instead of bringing 4 portable saunas, we are bringing 26 individual saunas for these guys, as well as mat spaces that we'll have separated from each other in individual boardrooms.
We're working with the hotel on who's allowed into the hotel, how they enter, how they're screened before they come in to make sure that they're healthy and safe. Working with the athletes on minimizing how many people they're traveling with. Yeah, and so the good thing is that staff has been really understanding and helpful, and the fighters have been as well, because these guys just want to fight.
Next Saturday is the battle day, man. It's the big day, finally. This has been the closest that we have been for the fight, even though this is the 3rd time. Yes, but we've never been 1 week closer.
Today is our last MMA cardio session. And then really for us today, what we're looking to do is kind of push a pace, make it to where we can simulate fight rounds the best as possible, and then understand where the red lines are.
5 minutes of pain, here we go. 1, 2, 3.
You know, obviously with the quarantine, we've had to adapt quite a bit. Really for the last 6-7 weeks, it's just been myself and Francis and Lagoy Ivanov as our sparring partner. So we tightened the bolts, and it's really only been a small group in here.
Ground pound, let's go, get on him, ground pound.
It was a lot stressing, frustrating, and just different, just weird, you know, being in the gym, just 2 people in the big-ass gym.
Not many guys do a 16-17 week camp the way we did, but he managed to get through it, and we finished the camp well.
The nice thing about it is, I mean, that's the fight game. You have to be able to adapt and overcome.
Hey, got it, baby. Hands up. Show them. Good.
So, you know, for us, I think we're prepared for those things, and it makes us better for that. So I had a good time doing it, and you know, I think you're going to see a better Francis Ngannou because of it.
The gods.
That ice bath might change your life. Huh? The ice bath.
Ice.
I know the matter, pal.
I'm so big, the water gonna go out.
It's okay. Let it go.
It's not really the fact of anything too important other than just getting your ass in there. You know, it sucks. But, you know, old football days.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's getting colder when you're getting out.
Yep.
Ah.
Yes, sir. Good little Saturday, boys. Good little Saturday.
D, first let me drop this to you, boss, because I want to tell you thank you. Thank you for weathering the storm, going through what you had to go through, but bringing us something, man. Sports inspire us and motivate us, and we need that now. And this is going to be a flat-out slam fest of a fight. Both of these men fight hard, and both of them got great tanks, so nobody gets tired.
Yeah, I agree with you. Listen, now, when you're a promoter, you can't go out and say, oh, this is going to be the best fight ever, and this fight's going to deliver, and if you put your money down, you're going to get your money's worth in this fight. You can't say that. I guarantee you. I promise you. It's impossible for this main event to not be ridiculous.
Dana, how awesome is it to say it's fight week? I'm psyched, man.
I've been pumped up all weekend for this. So, yeah, it's good to be back. I'm excited. And, you know, I can't wait to get to Florida.
When did you find out that Florida was actually the place? Like, was there speculation at first? When did you get a concrete, like, okay, we can go ahead with this?
There's a ton of places we could go right now. There's a ton of places we could go. Florida is the one that just made the most sense because I feel like they were the most aggressive. We got the governor, we got the mayor, we got the athletic commission. We submitted a 30-page document to the governor of Nevada and the governor of Florida showing them how the steps we'll take to make this thing safe. And we're willing to share that document with any of the other leagues if they would want to look at it. We're back. May 9th. We go next Saturday. We're back. That's it. We're back on our regular schedule. Embedded fight week. Fights this weekend live. Finally.
I've never taken a fight in this short notice, I've never trained my body in this short of time. But sticking to like a crazy strict diet and working out 2.5 hours a day and not cheating, not once, not eating a bowl of cereal here or there, not having a piece of bread, which I always do when I have 10 to 12 weeks because, you know, I can and it makes me happy. And being happy is a huge part of being mentally prepared. So training for a fight, or this fight specifically during the quarantine, you know, my life really hasn't changed very much as far as I have a private gym. That's where my wrestling coach comes. A couple wrestlers. So there's four of us at that workout. My coach, Trevor, he does all my mitts, my kickboxing, boxing, and a lot of my cardio. So I think even a greater risk to me is fighting unprepared. You know, not training my heart, my cardiovascular system, being mentally ready or mentally sharp to step in there and fight a guy like Tony Ferguson, you know, who's a savage. He's got his own private gym. He ain't skipping no workouts.
What's up, peeps? We just made it here in Jacksonville, Florida. Getting ready for UFC 249. Feeling amazing, man. Trip was fast. Feeling great. I'll be real, it's actually pretty cool to take a trip out somewhere else, you know, and see the airport was like a ghost town, man. But I'm stoked to even just be here, just to be a part of it. So like I said, I'm a teamwork makes the dream work, and we're here to do one thing, and that's win. All right, man, UFC 249, coming at you harder than a right hook.
I've been a hairstylist since I was 19. That's probably about the age that I met Dominic when he first came to San Diego, and he was training out of Undisputed. Been cutting his hair ever since.
How many years has that been? Over 10.
Over 10.
I was 21.
Dominic, you had Ronda Rousey with you during Ultimate Fighter Show.
Yeah, I was warming up with her, and I was like, yeah, show me some moves, and I let her throw me, and like, she threw me so hard, she almost knocked me out on the floor. Like, literally, like, I didn't do the judo crash where you hit your hand on the floor, and she almost knocked me out cold, and I was like, I looked at her when I got up, like,
insulted, like, why did you do that to me? She's like, you gotta put your hands.
I was not ready. She threw
you were
the
in like, why would you do that to me?
She threw me so like, hard.
Yeah.
Hey, she's a beast. This is Raider. I'm a huge Raiders fan. This is day one.
Raider will be 10 in August. I got him when he was 6 weeks. Me and three of my roommates got him and his brother and his sister all at the same time. So they lived together for the first year. So it was cool, man. It was, I'm glad I have him now, man. I wouldn't want to live in that house by myself.
My parents were never big fans of dogs, so. I had some growing up, but they're all not good experience. My dad called the pound on one of them because he was eating sheep, though. So he was going to have to pay for that, so I don't blame him. My mom took him for a walk. She was so tired. I was like, that's because you weren't talking to him like a mom. You didn't scare him. You just got to put a little bit of fear into him and he'll listen. Hey, wait up. I like to freak people out like this. So you should be walking your dog, you know?
You went out of order, dude.
No, I didn't.
Nice. That counts as two. That's
yeah, he's at three. You gotta make these three and two at a time.
It's all right, I'm good.
Wait, you're not gonna go for this one?
Well, why? I can go to that one.
Cause you're gonna miss.
That's ducks on a pond.
You'll miss a duck.
Watch this. Scratch too.
Watch this. Watch this.
Scratchy loose? Or just...
Just add one.
Yep.
Why did you do that?
God! God!
I think for me, you know, when I started, I was like, surest way to make money was to be exciting.
No.
And being able to perform, you know, knowing that so many people are watching, knowing the recognition that, you know, you can achieve through this.
Right there. This is five.
I'm getting paid when I'm getting paid because of the way I fought. There's guys that can be 15-0 with 13 decisions, you know, and they're not getting looked at by nobody. I got the opportunity to fight on bigger stages because of the way I fought early on in my career, which definitely legitimized myself as one of the most exciting fighters to ever step inside the octagon.
There it is.
Got it. But I think to solidify that, I need to win a belt, you know, and that's, I just care about making weight and knocking Tony out so I can take the belt back home to my parents and they get to enjoy it with me.
I'll tell you what, we'll let you play bullseye, dude. Play with the big boys.
So we just got down here. It's like around Sunset Cliffs area. It's just a nice run, something different by the coast. I run for an hour. I like to do time instead of like distance because I just know what I have a good idea of what I burn in about an hour's time. And realistically, it's not rocket science when you're cutting weight. You just have to burn more fuel than you put into the body. It's that simple. It's just the beginning of the end right here.
Yeah, Dominic, I feel like...
The hoodoo's got no chance.
What did he say?
The hoodoo's got no chance.
Hell yeah. This is like more crowded than ever in the history of the beach, I think, especially at night. Like, no one's out at night, everybody's usually at home. Everybody's looking to be outdoors because they're stuck in their house all day. You can see it.
Tony got there yesterday.
Nice. We got to stay home with it. You know, it's like being a child, you get to stay out a little bit later. Oh!
Right here, this is Nate Marquardt when he fought McCory. Yeah, he takes a UFC glove, cuts it up, makes it into a wallet. I'm gonna have him do that after I'm gonna have him do it with the right hand. Actually, the left hand I knocked Tony out with on Saturday.
You know what makes it really good about having a UFC wallet?
What's that?
When you put your card in and it doesn't accept your card, you just throw that thing on and start swinging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So today is just a shakeout. We're really just going to turn the engine on, turn it off, and then really open up the heart rate in the back with some sprints. But it's a cool down day. Usually we're traveling on this day. So tomorrow will be a day once we land, we'll pick it up just a little bit more to the day. Oh, what's going on in the world has not affected us at all. Having this private gym is very beneficial, but this is how we train all the time, so it hasn't really affected us. Yep, speed it up, stay low. Yep, a little lower, and short steps. Yep, pop, 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 pop. Yeah, let's do it again. Think short hip, almost like defense. Yeah, higher with your left hand. Good. Taking this fight on short notice in the first fight before it was canceled the first time was a little short notice. This actually benefited us. It was like a real training camp because our fourth week out when the fight was canceled, that'd be our fourth week from the ninth. That's where we pull back a little bit anyway so we can go really hard in the third and second week and peak hard. And he's peaked perfectly, so he's 100%. I'm really looking forward to this fight. Slip switch. Good. Slip, slip, roll. Slip, slip, switch. Body. And take a break.
America's greatest pastime, baseball. Kurt Gibson signed my ball when I was little, and then he played for the Dodgers. And then we ended up getting his signature when he was managing the Detroit Tigers. And he looked at the ball and he was like, "Did you get this?" I was like, "You signed this when I was younger, man." Kept it over the years and he signed it again when we were older. So dope.
Make it, pick it. We'll do it.
Going before the storm, man. Today's Tuesday. I'm getting ready. Yesterday we ran 5.6 miles. We ran over the Blue Bridge. We went that way. And then I had it in my head just to keep running and get acclimated right away. Gage is not going to be here till Wednesday. So, you know, we beat him to the punch already. And I already did maybe, what, 2-3 sessions already, man. And we're already ahead of schedule, and that's how we should be. We waited a couple weeks ago, yeah, but it wasn't a big deal to me. You can't a weight cut and to have that commitment and follow through with it. I'm an athlete, so you want to miss a game, you want to keep playing, and if you don't make the weight or you don't make the grade, you don't play. It's good practice to be able to do all that. That's how we all represent, man. We got one of the best teams in the world, and we beat most of them. And we're going to keep adding to that record. So 16-1, soon to be 17-1.
Everything. Games in the park.
Stay out, guys.
Get ready for breath holds. First one going in 3, 2, 1. Huge breath and go.
We're here in San Diego doing underwater training and breathing with Dom.
145.
Dom's basically training for the fight this Saturday. So he's putting himself in some uncomfortable situations today for the last time before he flies out for the fight.
Doing 20 bobs right now with his arms restrained behind his back.
Out of everyone that I've trained, Dom is definitely at the top, very top of the food chain with his mental focus, and also just knowing what Dom can do with his breath in a minute's time.
He's in the zone now.
So thinking about in between a round, for 1 minute for Dom, it's a minute and a half or 2 minutes compared to what it is for someone else.
You said 20, right?
Yeah.
You got like an alarm going off in your head, constantly telling you to come up for air and just trying to tell yourself to calm down. And if you can tell yourself to calm down, you'll be all right.
Nice, brother.
Yeah. Or you'll pass out.
Let's go, Dom.
It's about making sure that you prepare yourself the right way. I live this life to train. So like when this is all said and done, I'm going to be in this kind of shape still. I enjoy training. It's like a livelihood for me.
Yeah. That's what's up, bro.
Tight.
Dude, your shape right now,
yeah,
compared good. To a year ago,
yeah.
Game over.
Yeah, we're going to need that.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to be Dominic. I truly, sincerely believe that and know that. My plan is not to beat him. My plan is to stop this dude. But you better start for unemployment checks. I'm taking your ass out.
Yeah, cool story, Henry.
Dominic. You know I'm the real Bill. You know I'm coming.
Yep, okay. You're short. I know that. And I know you're going to have a hard time finding me, little
and
man.
And you're going to remember that. You're going to remember that, princess.
You keep saying the same thing,
Nerd. Exactly, because you're brittle and you break everything. You just make sure to make it on midnight.
What a silly guy.
Ooh, really tight fit. Real good. Ready to go. Go be in a fight. Oh boy. Oh boy. We got this. Oh boy. I ain't cut it this close in a long time.
The doors are closing.
Plenty of time.
Yeah, literally, yeah. 1 minute.
So nice.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Y'all just came off Southwest?
Yes.
It's gonna be on baggage carousel 6.
Okay. Got it. Just got here. Very relieved to see my bags got in because we were extremely late. I thought we flew out at 7:40, we flew out at 7:20.
Nice to meet you.
That's just engaging. I'm glad to be here though. Time to get the mind right. And ultimately have the most fun I've ever had in my life.
So right now we're checking all employees, fighters, and camps. There's several different stations. The first station's right here where we check their temperature. And then after we take their temperature, we ask them a series of questions. And then the next station, we would send them to the EMS that are performing the test where they do the blood test and the nasal swab.
All right, check these out. We're gonna put these right next to the fighter check-in. Oh no, cookies, dude. Oh, I don't even want to get too close. I'm glad I got the mask on. I can't smell them. Fogging up my glasses right here. Getting excited.
About an hour and 40 minutes before your fight, so we get you there, and you're in the arena an hour and a half before your fight. There will only be two fighters in or any given locker room at a time. They'll be sanitized before you guys get in there. Sanitized when the person before you gets out of there.
We take you out to the cage between every fight. There's a crew. You'll see them looking like the Ghostbusters with a big pack on. Cleaning everything, Stato Electric again, with like that, wiping it down. So making it as clean as possible for you.
Everything is different. I mean, like, how do that make me feel particularly? I don't know, because it's not just about me. It's about everybody, the entire world, globally. So, it's strange. We're going to see. I haven't fight yet. So when I get there, I got to really know how I feel. But I guess I can't talk about it while I'm there because I'll be focused on something else.
Are you excited about seeing Tony?
Yeah. I think this is going to be a crazy fight. Like, you take two psychopaths and put them together. They're going to just kill it.
It's different. It's not a typical fight week. Usually Wednesday, I already have the food portioned out and ready to go for Wednesday itself. But most athletes are arriving tonight. So we don't know their weights. We don't know how they're looking. And they're pretty much arriving tomorrow. They weight cut. Then we have weigh-ins on Friday. And then they fight on Saturday. And they go. They leave on Sunday. And we repeat this all over again. So it's a very special 2 weeks in the sense that we are serving three fight cards within 2 weeks. And next week, we're going to have to overlap two of those fight cards, which is pretty crazy. We've never done that. Everything is changing day to day, minute to minute, and it's no different in here. We're adjusting as athletes come, we're adjusting as things get to happen. And so this being a new test, you know, uncharted territory, we're making it work really well. We're staying ahead. We're being smart about it all. But this is only preparing us for the future, because we're apparently going to an island. So
if you're there an hour and a half ahead of time, that gives you 45 minutes again, about on average, to warm up for your fight, get ready. And Cutman will be wrapping your hands in a side room. That way, the same Cutman that wraps hands will be working your fight in the cage to minimize contact again. With 24 workout rooms, each fighter having their own individual workout room, two mats in it, a portable sauna. On top of that, our crew will be going in there and cleaning those rooms as well.
How much room for activities?
Hey, obviously they know Francis ain't a wrestler. Look at that little ass mat.
If you've seen me fight, you know what I do. There's only one way for me. I have to go to sleep or they have to go to sleep. And I know that's what people love. So I got the record for getting hit and hitting. So luckily I hit like a truck, dude.
Justin, appreciate the time.
Thank you. Tony will definitely be trying to take it to the ground after I smack him a couple times. I promise you that.
All right, brother. Good luck.
Nah, nah, nah. Nah, nah, nah.
Told you, dog. I'm froggy.
Feel froggy?
Get some.
Ooh, get it.
Get it. What else you got? I'm here all night long. I'm here all night long. Oh, get that one stuck.
Yeah.
Can I get some more? Can I get some? Oh, that one's your hard hand, dude. That's your right hand. Yeah.
Bring it to
it's
the light.
It's so red.
Show it to him.
I hope to God Tony hits him with the jab so hard, and I'm like, yes. But then after that, I want Justin. That one jab by Tony will feel so good deep inside, buddy.
Let's go work out.
I got a quick question. Did Dominic Cruz have a temperature? Because if he did, I want him to know it's not the Rona, it's his legacy going up in flames.
I'm like worried that they're going to catch a booger and like push it back to my brain. So I'm like trying to make sure that like my nose is clear of any extra stuff. But I'm glad that they're doing it, you know? It'll give us peace of mind, so I'm glad.
I flew in today with the team. It's a little different because, you know, everybody's got their mask on, and I'm getting blood drawn, dude, before my fight. You know, see this finger? It's a piece.
And then carbohydrates wise after weigh-ins, sweet potato, rice, pasta, what's your preference?
Sweet potatoes, rice, and pasta.
Sweet. A little bit of everything. I got you.
I'll have a little bit of everything.
I'll have it all ready for you.
That excites me. Now you're getting me pumped up.
There you go.
Talking
about
food. Cutting weight on a plane is never fun. You know? And you're just like, I'm spraying everything with antibacterial. I got a lot of good weight cut at my house, so it was nice. What's up, guys?
Hi, man.
See ya. So it was nice to be able to get the weight cut down at my house, you know, instead of having to be here in this hotel room. If I could just show up, Henry shows up to my front yard, and I just f*** him up in my front yard, that would be ideal. But can't do that.
For that.
Yeah, that'd be a lot better. But oh well, this arena will work.
We'll get a hold of you, let you know what's going on.
Okay. All right,
yeah, I'll let you know.
Where are the room keys at?
You check in right for that.
Yep. Saturday.
Come on.
Saturday we're gonna hug.
Come on.
I thought that was you.
That's all look the same, you short bastards.
Hey, that's how you mad at the elephant would be king of the jungle. Don't sleep on Cejudo.
says he's gonna sleeve Cejudo. Woo, good thing his coach is a first responder. Could tell him to bring an N95 mask and an oxygen tank.
Come on.
Play ball.
Yo, what's up, guys? We're just getting ready for practice. Got me and my crew.
Let's go.
Practice and killing, baby.
Here we are, social distancing from everybody. We got the people necessary for UFC 249. Our team's here. Crew. Let's go!
I'm waiting for Coach A to get
into the role, Coach.
Coach A just literally just got here. We got the full team here, we got the full squad.
You play chess?
Yes, sir.
I'll play chess.
Oh,
we got to get chess. Me and my son play every day.
Let's go.
I destroy him. I know he's only eight. I know he's only eight.
He's good, man.
I'm just being real. I'm just being real.
We're here to take care of business, man. One team, multiple dreams. Love to hang out with you guys, but we gotta get real. UFC 249, coming at you harder than a Darce.
So yeah, so just come to me when you're starting to set things up. Back of house area, especially the mix zones that we were talking about, but there is plenty of space. There are no fans. So we do have space to push our stuff around and kind of figure out where everything goes.
Let's do a walkthrough and keep our distance.
Normally, we run a really tight shift. We come in, we set our show up in a matter of hours, and we're ready to go. This one, with social distancing in mind and trying to keep as few people on site as possible in setting everything up, we spread our load out over the course of an entire 24-hour period. Starting with this morning, bringing in the rigging first. They're all here by themselves. It's going slow, but that's what it's meant to when you've got half the number of crew that you normally bring in. And the next ones will be lighting. Octagon will be tomorrow. So by the end of the day tomorrow, we'll have the whole show set up, which we normally can do in less than a day.
You look good. Just square up the basket.
This is huge for the sporting world, showing what we can do and how we can produce a show safely for both the crew, the athletes. You know, will only lead to more organizations being able to do the same thing. Just being able to go through all these steps and get through this process that no one's done before. So we're laying the groundwork. At the end of the day, people are looking to us to have a successful show and come away with this with a good framework of how we can continue to do this for the foreseeable future right now.
We know that you prepare for several guys at once. You know, you're not just focused on one person, but are there any particular tweaks or changes that you're making specifically for Justin?
Absolutely not. I'm not worried about what they're doing. I watch a lot of film. He's got a lot of holes in his game. He's a tough game opponent, man, but the guys that he fought, he got my leftovers, and he went over there and he finished them, but they were already broken. Anytime I've ever fought an opponent, they just break mentally and physically and spiritually. They just can't handle inside that octagon. Gaethje's not going to be anything different from these guys. I'm not going to hold back. Punches, knees, kicks, and elbows. I'm bringing out the blades for this fight.
Going against a guy like Tony Ferguson, are you concerned at all about the discipline will go out the window? Do you think that this will be an extra difficult challenge to stay disciplined in this one?
I don't know. It's a puzzle, you know, and I'm excited to go out there and use my skill set that I have been working on my whole life to try and figure out this puzzle. And he has to not get hit.
The winner of your fight on Saturday will likely get a title shot next. Does that add any extra motivation for what you're trying to do on Saturday?
To be honest, I don't worry about that anymore. What I'm focused on is this fight on Saturday. What next? I don't know.
Have a good day.
You too.
How do you deal with, you know, Francis being a counter fighter, being careful about attacking him? Because he has shown that tendency before to where he will sit back a little bit.
First things first, let me put it as this. I'm here because I want to be a champion. And after that, I want to stay champion. So this Saturday, go in the octagon, knock Francis out, and then walk away and get my hands raised up to another one.
When'd you get in here?
We got in yesterday.
Did you bring the RV?
Yeah, it's parked outside.
Nice.
So you get to run this one back again. Tell us how excited are you for this fight and the fact you know you got the win the first time.
Yeah, it's been a while since we fought. You know, Cowboy's a totally different fighter. Actually, we're pretty good friends now. We fought way back, I mean, 7 years ago probably. But when you beat somebody, it's always there in the back of their head. You know, no matter what, I don't care how many fights you have past that, your loss is a loss. The guy who he is, he's just ready to fight. And I love that. You know, same thing with me. I'm ready to fight anytime, any place, anywhere. It's going to be a striking match that the world wants to see, and that's what I'm excited to go out there and do.
You know, every division, they say, I want to be the Cowboy Cerrone of this division. I want to fight, you know, 5-6 times a year.
It's funny obviously, they say that until it's time to do it. That's the funny thing. Everyone wants to do it. Like, oh, I want to be like that. I want to fight. And then the UFC calls them, and they're like, ooh, who? Nah, next week? Yeah. You know, so that's the funny thing. But when the UFC called me, I didn't even know who I was fighting. They said May 9th. I said, yeah, let's go, you know. And it's hard. Everyone wants to do cowboy until it's time to do cowboy. So came down to Jacksonville to get in a backyard fight. Here I am.
You know, how does this story end for you? You get to fight one another now. If you were to write this story right now, how you want it to play out perfectly on Saturday night, what does it look like?
You know, people a lot of times talk about the journey. To me, a lot of times it's about destiny. And, you know, the destination is, the overall objective is to get your hand raised. So that's what I envision. And, you know, when I'm firing at all cylinders, I don't think there's any man, any human being on earth that could beat me.
Do you feel that coming back after more than 3 years adds that to the legacy that you are the greatest in the bantamweight division?
Not only have I beaten pretty much every single guy that he's beaten, but I beat him for titles. And other than Marlon Moraes, I've definitely had a lot more title fights and a lot more time in that octagon than him. All that stuff added up, it's ring generalship. It's understanding where to be. It's understanding how to use the time. It's understanding how to use the fight in every single minute and every single second of every single round. And that's what I do very well.
Thank you, Dominic.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Rhea, I loved your gift. Yeah, because now I have your little hand with me. It's very sweet of you to do that. Where's Yaya? Tell her to come say hi.
What is she cooking?
I don't know.
Is it not
yummy? What are you cooking?
Barbecue pork fried rice. Barbecue pork fried rice. Oh, so yummy.
How do you say fried rice? I think you're getting better than mommy on that one.
You want fly line? Arian's been, she's been to every single one of my fights since she's been born. So this is different for sure. But you know, she's always with us in heart and you know, thank God for technology, we're able to talk with her every single day, so.
Everyone wanted to know, what do you think mommy should do to Carla or what should we watch out for?
Oh.
You got it, huh?
Okay now?
What?
No way.
No, I'm heavy. I have like 15 pounds to cut.
She's 130.
No, you
I love you.
Love you.
Demo.
Love you.
Alpha Pound King is here. Step aside.
It's crazy, man. I really do believe I can make the Olympic team in wrestling if I dedicated myself.
That'd be a hell of a story. You'd have Olympic champ, flyweight champ, bantamweight champ, and then back to getting another gold medal. And then we have the birth of C4.
I love catching sunsets, man. It's part of my thing, man. You know, back home, it allows me to reflect on what I want. Giving praise to Mother Nature, too. And there you have it. I got my sunset. I try to come to the beach, no sun. Look at that. Look at how beautiful that is.
Oh, you. You can't be a dead opponent.
Hey, can the body.
No.
Yeah, I mean, coming from a small town, we don't get to see a lot of this. We don't really have any, you know, big name people that have come out of our town at all. So we're all behind him and cheering for him.
Wonderful. With the experience of athletes I've been with, what stands out to me about Justin is he's one of those unbreakables. He's always willing to work hard. He has fun in the fight. Like every time I'm in the corner, I'm like, holy cow, you're actually enjoying this. And his work ethic. You know, he's a grinder, 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 grinder. Belief is everything. If you believe you can be a champion, then you're gonna see a belt around your waist. And I have the utmost confidence in Justin.
Good.
Yeah!
Look at that. Myself.
Oh.
Put it up here like this.
You're doing great. You're doing great.
We're both there. I hate misery around me when I'm fighting. Why does everybody else kind of be miserable? You know? You guys need to have a shot.
Everything looks good, but ice water. Just a big tall glass of ice water, like where it's dripping off the sides of the glass. Like where it's because the cold hit the glass and it's so cold that the glass is dripping with condensation, yeah. That kind of ice water. Crushed ice, not big ice cubes, crushed. Oh, that's what I want right now. Ah. Hey Chris, can everybody have a shot?
Sure, get some glasses.
Thank you.
In good spirits now because the cut's just starting.
Thank you guys for coming to my home. This is Moonshine. Let's go.
Any day I don't have to cut weight is a good day. Take it.
One more.
Welcome Dominic Cruz.
135 pounds.
Our next fighter to the scale in one half of your main event of the evening in the 155 pound lightweight division, Justin Gagey.
155 pounds.
Our next fighter to the scale is the UFC bantamweight champion. In the 135-pound division, Henry Cejudo.
135.
All right, next fighter to the scale and the other half of your main event of the evening, Tony Ferguson. Woo!
In the lightweight division.
Division, Francis Ngannou.
261.5.
What's up, folks? Good to have you with us. UFC is back. UFC 249, Ferguson versus Gaethje. UFC president Dana White to the building. Our matchmakers, Sean Shelby and Mick Maynard, are here somewhere. Let us get to it. All right, now to a featured bout at heavyweight, the number two ranked contender, Francis Ngannou, versus the undefeated Biggie Boy, Jairzinho Rozenstruik. All right, now the co-headliner for the UFC Bantamweight Championship. We welcome back the consensus greatest bantamweight of all time, Dominic Cruz, to take on the champion, Triple C, Henry Cejudo.
You gonna show up tomorrow?
Awesome. About tomorrow, too.
Yeah, you
can
your pants. Yeah, you just show up tomorrow. All right, your main event, shape it up as one for the ages for the UFC's interim lightweight championship,
Tony Ferguson versus Justin Gaethje.